Property owners in Ypsilanti are going to pay $58 a year in each of the next 2 years as a special assessment fee. The money generated is going to pay for the city to convert more than 500 streetlights to more efficient and modern LED models. It is expected the switch is going to save the city roughly $110,000 a year in energy costs. And of course, the other benefit is the city will be extracting less energy from the grid. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. My guest today is Ypsilanti Mayor Paul Schreiber. Mr. Mayor, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, David. Thank you.
Well, the City Council ended up approving the special assessment fee, but it certainly has its critics. And the fact of the matter is, it's not exactly the manner of project fund you had originally envisioned, was it?
Well, originally we had the idea of having two types of assessments. One was for the capital improvements, and the other one was for the operations. Other cities have done this, and it would have saved the city about $400,000 a year on the operations. In talking to people, it became clear that people that didn't support more revenues for the city, didn't want to pay more, didn't support it, but also people that had supported revenues in the past, like the income tax, didn't like this either because it was very regressive, because it was one fee for every property owner, regardless of stature or economic status.
So now it's changed to each parcel.
So it was each parcel at the beginning, it was going to last for, I believe, till 2031.
Right. And I guess my question is, this two-year assessment is now expected to cover the cost of about $550,000, correct?
Yes.
So if a two-year fee is going to cover the cost, why did the city initially propose the higher fees into the 2030s?
Well, because it was be paying for the operations also, and was a way to improve the budget. We still, our last budget, we had a dip in reserves last fiscal year, about $500,000, and we still do not have a balanced budget. So we're still looking for ways to improve our bottom line. But on the other hand, we also need to have a very attractive city. We want to have people living in it, and, you know, it was just the operations assessment was just had a real bad vibe.
Why is the city and Eastern Michigan University exempt from the special assessment?
The city, we'd be basically taxing ourselves.
Yourself, right.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as Eastern Michigan University, there's pretty solid case law that says that university is
exempt. In the end, the city's going to collect the fees, replace the lighting, and the annual energy savings of over $100,000 will go back into the city's general fund. So in the end, property owners are going to pay this additional tax, but they are going to receive some benefits as a result.
Well, sure. The benefits are, first of all, there's going to be less light going up into the sky. There's going to be less energy used. There's going to be less maintenance. And when you add all that together, I think it's really a good deal. Plus, it puts us on the map. Ecologically. We were one of the first cities to really engage DTE in this, and DTE finally had made the decision that it was time to really start going to LED, and Ypsilanti was lucky enough to be one of the first cities on this program. This program gives us a break, so we actually, our payback is a couple of years less. Because we were one of the first in line in this program that DTE has.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Ypsilanti Mayor Paul Schreiber about the city's decision to change out its old mercury vapor streetlights with new and more efficient LED models. To this point, we've primarily focused on the economic benefits to the city. Now let's move on to more of the environmental aspects. Now, Mayor Schreiber, I hate to put you on the spot and ask for specifics, but do you know how much energy would be saved by a switch? By the switch?
No.
But it's significant enough, we can see that in the savings.
Sure.
It's actually going to extract much less from the grid.
Yeah,
correct?
You could say that we were paying $500,000 a year and for the operations of the streetlights, and when this conversion is done, we'll be paying $400,000, so it's about a 20% savings.
Looking more long-term, how does this switch fit into the city's climate action plan and the goal of reducing the city's carbon footprint by 50%?
Well, the LED streetlight conversion was part of the climate action plan. The city is doing a number of other things to reduce our carbon footprint. We just recently passed a resolution with the target of 1,000 solar roofs by 2020. In other words, people, residences, and businesses would have solar roofs, and hopefully we'd be able to have more of the power generated in the city from solar power. We're still in the running, I believe, for a solar array that would be on a former landfill in the city. We're still looking at the possibility of hydroelectric power at the Peninsular Dam. I think some of the other things we've done, for example, public transit, we've supported the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority, the A3TA. And also we are putting bicycle lanes on our streets, and we have also bicycle racks that the Ypsilanti Downtown Development Authority is going to be putting in also.
This climate action plan, in a very real way, is a major component of the Shape Ypsi project.
Sure, yes, it is. And, Shape Ypsi project is all about redoing the master plan and really making us kind of an urban city with a grid structure that's very walkable. The whole idea is walkability, so you can walk from along a street and you feel like it's welcoming and you want to shop there, you want to live there.
Well, then let's go back to solar for a moment. The city has shown a commitment to it. You know, there are solar panels all over the city already, and you're talking about another 1,000. How is the city going to help residents and business owners go about actually making the leap?
Well, the people that are interested in this, we're basically asking the city for some government support. We are really not going to be doing much more than just saying officially, this is what we'd like our city to look like. But I think that helps the people that are selling solar panels and people that are installing solar panels and people that want to put them in. I mean, I think it brings everybody together.
Well, is there a point, some point in the future, where you can see Ypsilanti putting enough of these up to actually become energy neutral?
Well, I think in small places that's already happened. I believe the Corner Brewery now has got enough
Absolutely.
Solar panels up and a geothermal to, I think they are off the grid as far as brewing their beer now. So that's one step, and I
assume extraordinarily progressive business owners in Matt and Renee Graff.
Yes, right.
Well, let's go back to where we originally started in the LEDs. When does work on the LED project get underway, and when's it expected to be completed, this streetlight replacement project?
It's going to be starting very soon, within this month, I believe, October, and I believe it's going to be done before the end of the year.
If people would like more information, where do you recommend they find it?
They can go to the City of Ypsilanti website. On the front page in the lower right-hand corner, there's some information on the LED streetlight special assessment. And if they don't find all the information there, they can call City Hall at 483-1100. That's 734-483-1100.
Well, as you mentioned before, LEDs do cut down on light pollution. So once done, the other benefit is going to be a better view of the night sky.
That's right, yeah.
Enjoy, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
That is Ypsilanti Mayor Paul Schreiber. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Department of Environmental Health. And you hear it each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition right here on 89.1 WEMU.